I tapped the button, so it had better work this time.
It had goddamn better.
Asshole.
Yes. So this, I guess, officially is our second audio, even though we've done three.
Three.
As we mentioned before.
Yeah, we just keep
We had the ceremonial kickoff earlier. I've had several beers since then. you probably won't be able to tell by my voice, but I'm no longer sober as a judge, not even if that judge is the Honorable Justice Colin Westman. So,
yeah.
Why are we here, Karen? This cast is pretty much on you, so...
Well,
tell us why we're here.
Well, L Squared, as what she goes by, is raising money to sponsor a puppy for her school. So she had an auction and a whole bunch of items.
Her,
like, the guide dog school.
Right.
The Guide Dogs of America, I think it was. I suck because I can't even remember and I can't check right now because I'm walking around with a recording thingy in my hand. She just wondering what in the heck Sniffer is up to.
No, she's right over here.
Okay.
good call, though, because after we had those hamburgers outside,
oh, yeah.
She was going nuts.
I know.
I will grant you, those are some fine hamburgers.
And we know how much she loves 100 Mile. That isn't even 100 Mile, except for the buns and the
relish. Well, the buns, mustard. The mustard, the pickles.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was all. And the relish was homemade, too,
yeah,
by my great aunt.
That's true.
Yeah. The burgers were bought from elsewhere.
Yeah. But
because, Jesus, who wants to pay, like, $15 for, like, 12 hamburgers? Are you kidding me?
Yeah, are you mad?
As great as I'm sure they would be, you lose us on that 100-mile market.
Yeah, we love you, but no.
But yeah, that Anton Kozlik's mustard, buy that if you can find it.
Yes.
It's fine stuff.
It rocks the world. Anyway, L Squared is raising money to sponsor a puppy, because there's a lot of money that goes into the training and raising and all that stuff. And so she decided to have an auction, and she got a whole bunch of cool items, ranging from dog treats to postcards to bags,
baseball.
I hope somebody bought the baseball tickets.
Somebody did. I looked.
Did they? Oh, good.
Somebody bought them. I don't know if they got the. I don't know if they got as much as they were hoping for them.
Aww.
But somebody did take those, because if I was in the area...
Yeah.
I think it... What was it? Angels and Twins?
I think so, yeah.
I would say it was an Angels-Twins game out in California. Yeah. I would have taken those if I could have,
yeah,
but I mean,
yeah,
we're, you know, close to Toronto.
Yeah.
So...
It's not really gonna work!
So, really, it wouldn't... It wouldn't work out, but I would have tried to bid on those, because they sounded like awesome seats, but the whole thing was awesome, actually.
So, yeah. Anyway, I bid on an item. I bid on a toy. There was a whole bunch of stuff that I wanted to bid on, but it wouldn't come across the border. I was so sad. There were, like, homemade dog treats, and there was some other stuff, and I was like, oh, damn. But I bid on this toy, and I won. So we thought, as a little special thing for L Squared, that we would unbox it on audio and record Trix's reaction to...
All right, question. Where the hell's the toy?
In the spare room, dude, on the
okay.
bed.
I'll go find it.
It's a Snuggle Juggle Nylabone toy. I think that was the name of it.
Find it.
And it's apparently supposed to be durable enough to withstand crazy...
Ow!
Trixie, why did you hit the bike? Anyway.
Because I'm an idiot. Okay, so where is this thing?
It's on the bed, I think. I think it's on the bed. So it's supposed to be strong enough to withstand crazy Trixie Jaws, so...
It's strong enough to withstand the dog.
Yes. Durable stuff toy. I want to see this.
It's going to be a strong goddamn toy if it does.
Yeah.
So, okay, I have it.
Ooh.
He's
got the toy.
This is the box that came in. Big square box here. It sounds like there's more than one piece to this.
I don't think so.
No, but I mean like some papers or something.
There's probably.
So he's we'll unbox this.
He's
now.
Going to unbox it. I can't believe it. We're doing an unboxing. We laugh at all the people.
For a toy. We don't even have to put it together.
I know. We just
let's see if I can rip this
Ooh,
open.
He got it. He got it.
Can.
Oh my goodness, that was quick.
I didn't even need a knife or anything. Oh wow.
Sweet.
Holy crap. Do you want to see inside this box?
Yeah, yeah.
Alright. There is only one piece to this. I was fooled by the cardboard staple to it.
Cool. That is a funky looking toy.
Well, describe what you're seeing.
Yeah, it's a
cardboard box. I'll let you pull that out if you can. There you go.
A large fuzzy thing. I don't know what you it's round. It's got little like
it's got a pouch on its front and it has little feet.
Yep.
And it has like
I think those are ears. They're not quite even looking. Oh, yeah, they are. Okay. Yeah, all right.
Hee-hee. It looks cute anyway.
Yeah.
Where is it? Oh.
Oh, there it is.
Oh, boy.
All right. It's... I am going to... Oh, the dog just burped us as soon as she heard
yeah,
that.
Yeah, she loves those squeakers. Okay. We had a goose once that sounded like that, and
I'm going to need some scissors.
Scissors.
Yeah, so I'm going to need some scissors because it's got those little things holding it together.
Yes.
So... I will try not to drunkenly cut my fingers off.
Let's not do that. That would be no good.
That would kind of put a damper on things.
Yeah. Right, that would be the...
And we got one and two.
Ampucat.
a cutter cat.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's two more of these. Try not to give this thing an inadvertent haircut as I do this. So some of these are kind of close to where the fur begins.
Yeah. What would you say the fur feels like?
It feels like fur.
No, but I don't know.
No, to me it just feels like fur.
Alright.
maybe there's something that you
like,
had.
No, it's fleece that I'm thinking of. That's what it is. I think it did say it was fleece, so that makes sense.
Well, yeah, that makes sense then. Fuck. These last two are hard to get off.
Sons of bitches.
I'm actually having a tiny bit of trouble here. That one came off pretty good. Now it's just this last one I'm having trouble with. This fourth little deal here.
Yeah.
And I don't want to break this toy.
No.
Because that would suck.
That would kind of suck.
Ow! And I don't want to shear off my thumb tip. There we go.
Sweet.
We have done it.
Alright.
Now, put this in there, we'll put the scissors back in the drawer.
That's cool.
Did this without maiming the toy.
This is good.
Oh, there is still... Actually, fuck, I need the scissors again. I'm sorry for swearing on this family-friendly audio. Because there is a thing on top that I did not notice. Let's get those scissors back out. And Hackleberry Hound this off here.
Hackleberry Hound, huh?
Yes, that's what I said. All right, now it's... off. I believe we have all the stuff off the toy.
Ooh.
Put the scissors in the right drawer. They do not belong with the oven mitts.
Yeah.
All right, Karen, would you like the toy?
Yeah.
Trix is very happy. She is. Say hello, Trixie.
Say hello, Trix. She wants that toy. She wants that toy.
You gotta squeak it at her. Oh, she's puffing. I think
it's a win. We have a winner.
Oh my,
oh my, yes.
Oh, she's flopping
about. I'm trying to eat this stream. You weirdo.
Oh boy.
Look at that. Oh, look at that. What do you think? What do you think? Oh, she says, I'm taking it away. I'm guarding it.
She's holding it hostage.
I keep pushing the squeaker just to freak her out. She's nuzzling the hell out of it. She's trying to... She's trying to pin it down and
She squeaked it!
She growled at it, too.
She's sweet. Oh, and she's sniffing it?
Yeah, she's...
And licking it!
And licking it!
I think she likes it.
And she's ripping at it.
Oh, she's trying to get a squeaker out as she does. We'll see how durable you are, you bastard.
You bastard! I've got a hold of 1 foot and I'm...
1 foot of the dog?
Of the toy.
Listen to the dog.
Ah!
Oh,
that was me.
Okay, I know she did it.
She did do it once, though.
Yeah, I think this toy is.
I think this is.
I have not seen this dog get this excited about a toy
in quite a while.
I think this was $25 well spent.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. So there you go, L squared. I think Trixie says thank you for bidding on this item.
She's like, yay. I am Trixie, and I approve this toy.
Yes, I do.